This is Jello Biafra. If you're tired of the OCA, Walt Disney, Westinghouse, General Electric, and police departments telling you what you should listen to, stay tuned in to KBOO Portland, listener-sponsored, non-commercial community radio, 90.7 on your FM dial, unless your FM was made in America.
You're listening to All Thrills, No Frills, Volume 2, KBOO's special programming campaign. Check out all the special programs we're bringing you in February and March at kboo.fm/thrills. Help us reach our goal of $17,000 by March 25th. You can go to kboo.fm/give or text us. Type in KBOO to the number 44321. For the thrill of it all, keep listening.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring a full-time development director. This position leads all fundraising campaigns and makes sure activities are in alignment with our mission, goals, and policies. The development director works closely with station management and staff to identify funding priorities, as well as create major donor campaigns, capital campaigns, and grant writing. For more information, please visit kboo.fm/development-hire23 or visit our homepage. The deadline to apply is Thursday, March 15th.
They are right. Hey, you're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM Portland, and this show is Hardcore Variety Hour. I'm Matt C. I'm here with
Janie B. And
Sonia Weber,
aka DJ Alien Boy. And yeah, she's our guest this month. If you don't know, Hardcore Variety Hour is a pop-up show that me and Matt do sometimes, and other people too. So we're doing that, and Sonia's with us today. And I started the night off with a Defiance song, Hate Everyone, or that song, and it's off their album No Future, No Hope, which I can't believe I didn't have before, but I scored it in a bargain bin the other day. And it reminds me of being like 16. It's great.
Awesome. Yeah, that was a great start. All right, so we play punk rock on the show, and Sonia is our guest tonight. Well, why don't you start off with a set, Janie?
Yeah, I'm going to play a couple more songs, and then we'll talk to Sonia more.
Okay, great.
So I'm going to play just a Big Black song next. So that's...
Yes, I have this CD.
Coming on but, now.
Yeah, nice vinyl, though.
Yeah.
Oh, number two, yes.
We'll be right back.
Yes. What was that, Janie?
Hey, you're back with the Hardcore Variety Hour, and I just played a song that I picked out. Moving the mic around, sorry. I just played a song that I picked out to play tonight because me and Sonia love that record. And Sonia's
the best record of all time.
And that was Hall of Mirrors off of the album Coral Fang by the Distillers, which, you know, I loved when I was 12, and I love now.
It just keeps getting better.
But this is the Hardcore Variety Hour on KBOO, by the way, with me, Janie B, and Matt C. And we have Sonia, a.k.a. DJ Alien Boy. And she's never been on the show with us, so we thought we'd introduce her a little bit. Sonia is my good friend, and she's in a band in town called Alien Boy. And you guys, you just put out a music video the other day, right?
Yeah.
But it's for like a single from a while ago.
Yeah, we were just going back through everything and just doing music videos. Yeah, more videos. We just like love to have a project to do.
Just one of you produce it like on the computer?
We have a good friend named Sher who hit us up like a long, like 6 years ago on Facebook and was like, hey, I just want to do music videos for bands. Like, do you guys want a music video? And we didn't know him at all. But we hit it off, and he's just been like, we've all just been doing music videos with him for fun.
Has he done all of the music videos for Alien Boy?
All of them except for the very first one.
Dang. Yeah. And they're all like so different and cool too.
Yeah, the last one, I mean, a lot of them are all his ideas, but this last one was all his idea, and I think that he knocked it out of the park.
So is this the one that's in the room that gets all messy?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, did you use your real bedroom or did you use another room in your house?
It was my real bedroom, but Sher brought a bunch of fake stuff. So he brought a bunch of fake records and books and stuff, and we took all my real stuff out and filled it with fake stuff.
That's great.
And then they all went wild. Like, I was just like sitting in the hallway watching them, and they were doing everything in slow motion too, because in the video it's sped up, so they look like they're going really fast, but they were doing everything super slow and really exaggerated and really dramatic. And we were listening to Everclear super, super loud, and they were all just like trashing it and going crazy. It was so funny to watch.
That's fun.
So the part with you sitting there, is that, that's a different take?
It's a different take. It's layered behind. So I did my whole take regular speed with nothing in the background, like it was just blank before they like trashed it and stuff, and then Sher layered the other stuff behind me singing.
That's
and
pretty good.
That's for the like I said, it's a single that came out before called Nothing's Enough. Yep. Right off of the newer Alien Boy record that came out like last year. Yeah. Or so. But and that's on what's your record
label? Or two
label?
Years ago now.
What's your record label again?
Get Better Records.
Get Better Records, which is
from
great.
From Philly.
You know, like, hers is on that and stuff.
Yeah, he's just announced a tour.
And who's what?
Hers is about to go on a huge tour.
Oh, I can't wait, because last time I saw them, it was at a house here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it was insane.
Legend, dude. Yeah. Absolute legend. But, the whole amp stack fell out the window.
That was another one. I saw that one, too. The last time there was another different. One? Yeah. But, yeah, and then Sonia, Alien Boy just got back from tour recently, too. Did you guys play with anyone that was, of course, everyone you played with was probably awesome, but who, like, was there anyone that you want to shout out?
Yeah, well, we were all huge fans of Daisy before they asked us to do that tour with them, and that was the person who we, like, did the tour with. They're from the East Coast, they're from Richmond. And they were great. I had never met any of them or seen them play, and it was better than I ever could have imagined. They were all sweethearts, and that was really fun. But we also played with this band, Object of Affection, in LA and San Diego, that I thought was really great. And we played with our old friends Ridgeway in Santa mm-hmm. Ana, which was amazing, always. But yeah, all the bands were great. Those cool. were just my favorites.
Well, should we play more music?
Yeah.
And again.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, that's you.
It's my turn. Okay.
What's next step for the band now, for Alien Boy?
We're working on a new record that we're going to hopefully record this year. We're mostly just writing, and I think we haven't announced it yet, but we're going to go on a full U.S. tour in June.
Wow. Yeah. Does it pay pretty good?
No. Absolutely not. We just really love hanging out with each other. We're trying to squeeze in as much of it as we can.
Yeah. Alien Boy goes on a full U.S. tour, like, almost every other year, right?
Everywhere we're trying. We went on one this time last year.
Yeah.
And then we did two. We did West Coast in August last year, West Coast in January this year. We were planning on doing another full U.S. last fall, but it just, like, fell through. I don't know. Yeah, I'm crazy. I make them do crazy stuff.
And
thank you, thank you.
We also were talking about, you know, you listen to a lot of stuff on Convulse. Alex, who's in Laser Bullet too, also plays guitar in Alien Boy, and we were going to play his old band that's on Convulse tonight, probably. Oh, yeah.
We're going to be hitting that goon.
Yeah.
Hard.
But
soon.
did you two's bands play together here not so long? Was it Star Theater, maybe?
Oh, my, yeah. I'm in Andy Place and the Cool Heads, and oh, we played a New Year's Eve show together that was really fun, just Alien Boy and us.
That was awesome.
So.
Cool. Okay, Sonia, so you got to hook up some songs here.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm
ready. Okay, I'm going over. Wait, what's on the record?
We're playing Bad Religion.
Okay, cool. Here's the record.
Yeah.
That was Technicolor Incision by Rhododendron, who I just saw play a couple nights ago and were totally amazing. They're a band in Portland and everybody should check them out. Before that was Hook, Line, and Sinker by Refused. Before that was My Better Half by One Last Wish. And before that, In the Night by Bad Religion.
Well, what about the Rhododendrons? Was it Rhododendron?
Yeah, just Rhododendron.
You're friends with them?
Yeah, they're all my old students. So they're my young rockers that I love.
That's cool. Would you put them on a bill with your band?
Oh yeah, I booked their first show.
Oh, right on.
Like, so, I guess like maybe 5 years ago now, 4 or 5 years ago.
Do they have a band camp?
They do. They have a band camp. They have an Instagram. They got it all.
Cool.
They're playing Tree Fort this year.
God, everyone's playing Tree Fort.
I forgot to sign Alien Boy up.
Oh no.
Dang.
Also, wait. We're back with the Hardcore Variety Hour. That's DJ Alien Boy.
So,
Anya, and I'm Janie B, and that's Matt C.
This is Matt C. Woo! Hey, have you considered being a member of KBOO? It's easy. All you got to do is go to kboo.org/give and click donate, or figure out how to become a member on that page. Or you could text. It's easy. Just text KBOO to 44321. And donate to a great cause. Okay, hey, Sonia, you got some more tunes you want to play?
I do. Yes, I do. This next song is called I Put My ID in the Microwave by Daydream.
Okay, oh, cool. Another Portland band. Okay, coming. Wait 1 second. Oh. I'm going to turn it on.
Oh. We're on KBOO, 90.7 FM, Portland.
I forgot it on.
Hey, you're back with the Hardcore Variety Hour. We're switching turntables real quick. So, Matsy's doing that. And, Sonia, what did you just play?
I Put My ID in the Microwave by Daydream.
They're a Portland band that's no longer active, but we're really good.
Yeah, amazing.
And
Alex is now in Laser Bullet.
Yeah.
With Alex.
With other
Alex. With other from Alex. Alex Beyer and yeah. Alex Fiedler. From Goon and Daydream and Alien Boy.
Are in Laser Bullet. Yes. One of the best bands in Portland.
Amazing.
And Matt, what are you going to play now?
Let's hear, this is Rigorous Institution with Tempt Fate and Wing.
I love them.
I didn't know that you got to do fun voices.
When I high, I met you, nothing could compare. Yeah, the makings of an angel, that's mighty rare. Lose my mind, try not to care. But you can't make love if it's just not there. Sooner or later, I'm gonna miss you. Sooner or later, wish it just weren't true.
Frenzy from Portland. All right. I need headphones.
They're right there on that board.
Okay, that was Deviant by Andy Place and the Coolheads. I wanted to play that song because my mom, we got together with the family, and my mom slipped out the word deviant on us when she wanted to talk about what they were teaching kids in school.
Oh,
wait,
you texted
me
about that.
Is this the trend that's happening with the kids? Because I heard about something today.
yeah, this is from months ago, and yeah, it's in the news because recently in Tennessee, they made a law that... No, wait a minute. I'm getting this jumbled up.
I'm curious because I'm wondering if this is the same thing I heard about today.
That you can't do drag shows in Tennessee anymore.
Oh, is that what your mom was talking about?
My mom, you know, what it was, she Deviant has like a huge range of meaning, and she just wants to talk about prostitutes and trans cross-dressers. teaching our kids stuff in schools.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that's Janie's in that band, Andy Place and the Cool Heads.
Which, when we were texting about it, is my mic working?
Maybe you just.
Hey, there we go. We were texting about it, and like, yeah, I don't actually know what that song's about because I don't listen to Andy's lyrics that much.
That's like everybody in my band is like, what are you talking about?
I like hear him and I know when the next part's coming in, but I wonder what he wrote that song about. I was going to ask him, and then when we were texting about it, and then I forgot to.
I wasn't ready to talk about it. I got my songs out of order.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Why don't you try it again?
Well, anyways, I'll just back announce the rest. Before that, we heard Long Knife off of their new album, Curb Stomp Earth, and that was the song Curb Stomp Earth. You say you got that record, Janie?
Yeah, I like can't stop listening to that record this year.
It's pretty awesome.
It's really good because I always feel like every Long Knife record that comes out, I'm like, Poison Idea is my favorite band, and then every Long Knife record, not to say that they're just copying or whatever, because it's absolutely amazing, they're a great band, but every time they come out with a new record, I feel like they just like lock themselves in a room and listen to Feel the Darkness for like 2 weeks and then come out with something that sounds like inspired by that enough that, you know, PI is not putting out new stuff, so I just get Long Knife records now, and it just fills the void of the like rock and roll punk from Portland.
And they're all such good musicians. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay, and these were all on my first set, these were all Portland bands. Before that, we heard Frenzy with Dead Brain Cells, and that's off of their Disconnected 7-inch, not the newer version. And they're going to come out with a new record soon. I saw something, you know, some artwork or something online about it. And before that, we heard Portland band Cruise Control with Sooner or Later. And I started off my set with Rigorous Institution. So let's just keep them coming. Next up is Lymph Nodes with Portland Police. We'll be right back. That was Deviant with The War Inside. That's Patrick's label, on Patrick's label, 11 p.m. Records. That was the first release. And, you know, then they picked up a bunch of great bands like Reek Minds and, I don't know, check out 11 p.m. Records. All right, Janie, you're up next.
Hey, I'm going to play the new Poison Rune single, which the music video came out a bit ago. I'm just going to play the audio from that a couple weeks ago or something. And they, I forget what label they were out on before, and then they were self-releasing some stuff. But this, when they put this single out, they announced it's coming out on Relapse, which is kind of nuts. That's a huge label.
Awesome.
So I'm going to play that. It's called Harvest, and it's really good.
Rock.
Here's that.
Is back.
New Poison Ruin on KBOO. We're still here. All right.